Lance Corporal Bryce Taft, and I am 20 years old. Mother's name is Catherine Lynn Taft, and my father's name is James Kent Taft. I'm from Pinal County, Maricopa, Arizona. I was a part of the engineering club at Maricopa High School. I had a small internship at a research center near my hometown. My dad was in the Navy for like 22 years. I've served in the Marine Corps for about a year and a half so far. So I'm a team leader in bridge company, and my job is to instruct Marines about using the different assets and the different mechanics that we use to construct medium girder bridges. So it all started when I signed a contract in my recruiter's office, and then thus boot camp came after that, and then after that, MCT. I got sent over to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina for Combat Engineer School, so 1371, and then came here for my first unit. Joined the Marine Corps to better myself and the well-known camaraderie that came along with it. So the three big ones that we have is IRB, Improvised Ribbon Bridge, MGB, Medium Girder Bridge, and Non-Standard Bridging. So IRB is for wet gaps, and it's basically like giant pontoons that you can drive and move equipment upon. So you can raft with those, or you can build a continuous span bridge so you can get from one side to the other. MGB is with basically like giant Lego pieces that you can imagine. And you can still go over wet gaps, but they don't float, so it's between solid bank to solid bank, and it's to move heavy equipment like tanks and troops across. Non-standard bridging can basically be used by the materials that are available, and they can be used for moving troops or how heavy you need the item that you're crossing, just better materials for that. I've been here about a year, stationed in Japan. I think the biggest interesting one would be coming out here, because it's a real huge culture shift, and just being able to travel around a lot and see different places. I have approximately 2 years left in the Marine Corps, and depending on my opportunities when my EAS date comes up, I might decide to stay in. When you have a problem and something goes wrong, don't freak out, because now you have to worry about the problem, and just freaking out makes a whole other problem. It's a lot more rain than I usually get back home, and humidity is quite an interesting thing. Honestly, you slowly get used to it, and you actually come to enjoy it. Just that I'd like to thank my family's support that they've given me since I've been here, and all my friends that still keep in contact and understand that being away from home is kind of hard.